We had the folk in yesterday. Did you hear any of the
Yeah, they're lovely, really lovely, lovely vocal harmonies that they've worked very hard on. They played their own instruments, guitars and stuff, very fresh sounding and so young.
Do you think it's a good time to be making music or, you know, considering when you started it?
I think it's a great time for songwriters. I think, you know, in the old days, people didn't realise how important it is to write your own songs. Not even myself, in fact, when I first started. My songs were written for me by my brother and my father, and I didn't even have the courage to start songwriting for a couple of years. But it's very different now. You know, women feel, particularly women, I think, feel really empowered. You see artists like Adele and Ellie Goulding and Jessie J, and they're really inspiring young girls to pick up a guitar, learn an instrument, write their own music, and it's what I'm encouraging our daughter Rose to do, and she's doing that. She's writing her own songs and they're very good too, and so, you know, that's what it's all about.
And how do you find though with things like Twitter? We saw Little Mix on the X Factor getting bullied before they'd even won the show on things like that, on Facebook and stuff like that, because that couldn't have existed when you know, during the 80s, you were like the what I think you sold, you were in the charts more than any other female in the 80s. You topped the US charts, you were huge. Nowadays you'd get abuse on Twitter and things like that if you know, in that, but you couldn't have, what, you had a fan club mail address and that was probably filtered, so you must have been quite insulated.
Well, from that kind of onslaught, from the haters. who wants that in a life, you know? I mean, there's plenty of people who want to do that. Why expose yourself to that? I mean, I nearly didn't do Twitter because of that. I'd already kind of finished the Facebook thing. I just found it so overwhelming. My family started stalking me. I know, I'm joking. But I mean, so I'm
joking just in case they've got me a really good Christmas present.
And so, I would, you know, when it came to Twitter, I thought, oh no, you know, my record company in Germany said, go on, be really good, you know, get a lot of publicity out there about your product, your music, whatever. I thought, I'll have a go. But you know what? I've really had fun with it. I really have had so much fun. I've met people who I wouldn't have met. I've set up things. I managed to get some free tickets for a couple of guys who were on Twitter one night saying, oh, we're a bit drunk and we can't come, and I felt really sorry for them, so I said, look, I'm putting the tickets on the door, you know, sort yourselves out and come. And they did in the end, and it was just great.
Oh, right. You realise now you're going to be barraged with tweets of people saying,
drunken
I'm drunk and I'm outside your house, Kim.